Okay, Atlanta Black Murder. We'll start from the beginning of the third Perek Hamafkid. Lam Gimel on base. Hamafkid Eitzel Chaved. If somebody gives to mind to his friend Behemoth, Kalim, an animal, or Kalim, Vinignivu was stolen, the show they got lost. And the din is, let's say we're talking about the Shemich Sachar, he has to pay, or let's say Shemich Chinam, that he just swears and he'll be exonerated. But instead of swearing, Shilim, he said, you know what, I'm going to pay, but Leirotzel Lishava, he'd rather not swear. Shari Amru, because we say Shemich Chinam, the general din is Shemich Chinam Nishba V'yaitza, he swears and he's exempt. But this guy wants to pay, he doesn't want to swear. Okay, then Nimtza HaGanev, the Ganev is found, the true Ganev is found later on, Mishalim, Teshlum HaKefil, obviously the Ganev has to pay double, if he shechted or he sold in Mishalim, Teshlum HaBavachamish, he has to pay 4 or 5 times, the Shailas Lami Mishalim. Who does he pay? Obviously the principal he has to pay to the Shemit, because the Shemit paid it out, so now he has to pay the Shemit. But who gets the benefit of that penalty? Is it the original owner, or the guy who, or the Shemit who paid out? Lami Mishalim, Lami Shapakod, and that's the, whoever owns the animal now, which is who? The Shemir. And we must discuss how the Shemir gets to acquire it. Nishba, what about if he swore V'leirotzel Lishalim, he'd rather swear, which is he's entitled to, and not pay, then Nimtza HaGanev, again Mishalim, Lishalim, Kefil, Tavachim, Ocha, Shalim, 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 he pays the penalties, but there, in this case, Lami Mishalim, Lepal, Pakod. Obviously, throwing the cotton. So, Digimara, first of all, Lomelin, Mr. Behemoth, and Mr. Kalim, why do you have to give two examples, Behemoth and Kalim? Sich, we need both. The Eton, the Behemoth, the one who said Behemoth, having over the thought, Behemoth, the Mach, like Fela, but only by Behemoth, the original owner, is happy to give over the double or the benefits of the penalties to the Shemer because he was kind and Michelin, not fish, Tirche. The Shemer is doing him a big favor. Liuli, La Fouke, taking minding an animal for free is a big favor because you got to take it in, take it out, walk with it, get it to pasture. So therefore, he said, you know, I'll be nice enough to him, and I'll let him keep the penalties. If I gave him a keli to wash me, oh, he puts it in the closet and forgets about it. There's no big hassle. I don't give him kefil. The eton a keli, keli, I would have thought keli would take a makle fell on keli. I'm giving him kefil. By Kalim, I'm giving him kefil because why? Because the double is not such a big amount, so if I don't mind giving it to him, I'll behema, but by behema, the chitovach amach, if he shechted it or he sold it, mishalim, hey, it's not a lot more than just double. It's 4 or 5 times. Ema le makna le kefil, maybe he's not even giving him the kefil, tzicha, therefore you need it. Tell you, Mishnah, both cases, the shema takes over. Now the question is, how does it take over? Because the original owner is happy to say to the shomer, if you pay me rather than swearing, you can keep the kefil. Now the question is, at the time when I gave you the animal to watch, we had no idea it'll ever get stolen. So how can I have given you the rights to the kefil? This idea didn't exist yet in the world, and the only one who holds it could make transactions about something that didn't happen is a mayor. But something has to be here. Who said it'll ever get stolen? Maskur amachama. Well, you know, the Machadavash Abba'ilam, at the time when the owner of the animal gave the animal to the Shemir to watch, at that time nothing was stolen, so to give him then the rights is a Davash Abba'ilam. The feel that I may, Adamar Adam Machadavash Abba'ilam, and even according to the may, that said that a person could be Machadavash Abba'ilam, and you could make transactions on it. When is that talking about? Game Peter's Dekel, only the fruits of a tree. Davidi, the Asir, which definitely will grow one day, so therefore, even though it didn't grow yet, I can sell it to you. I will hawk over here, Miyema, the Migimir. First of all, at the time when I gave you the animal to watch, who said it'll ever get stolen? And Nachmevim Tim to Lemon, even if it does get stolen, Miyema, the Mishtaka Ganef, who told you, you will find the Ganef. The Mishtaka Ganef, you find the Ganef, Miyema, the Mishalim, who said the Ganef will pay. Vilma, maybe the Ganef, if he comes forward and he says, look, I stole it, he pays it back, he doesn't have to pay the penalty. Omar Rava says, Rava, Nasid becomes, it's as if I said to you, when the animal will get stolen, I, the owner of the animal, says to the shaman, when the animal gets stolen, and you'll be kind enough, you'd rather pay me rather than swear, if it happens, it's like a tonight. If it happens, then it's retrospective. So therefore, the transaction that you're taking, making a mashiach now, taking the animal to your premises so that you can watch it, that's the kinyan, to be kind of what? If it gets stolen, it's retrospective. And this way, and I'm happy to make this deal with you, because this way, no, I'll get paid back my principal, at least, if it ever gets stolen. Like I made a condition.
It's an insurance option.
Exactly. At the time, I didn't give it to you yet, only when it happened, so everything now works out. Freddy Gemara, Maskel Rav said, if that's pshat, so it's retrospective. If so, afilu gizvise v'vlod deser nami, then if so, even the shearings and even any offspring should also belong to, if it should belong to the shomer. Alama tanu l'mfesh avraise chutz megizvise v'vlod deser. That what does the shomer end up keeping, the animal and the kefil, but does not end up keeping the shearings and the vlodus? But if you tell me it's retrospective, that means whose animal, if it was stolen, whose, and he pays, whose animal was it at the time that it was stolen? It was the shomer. So why doesn't he get to keep the vlodus and the shearings? If he said to him, if you pay me, you can keep the animal and the penalties, but not the shearings of the offspring. And why not? For example, my posko, why did
not the guy can keep that stuff?
Not the guy, the
shearings.
We had a thing of the shearing, but we're talking about any vlodus that was stolen. Between, let's say, Nissan, I took the animal to mind. Here, there was a baby born, and Sivan was stolen. That baby, my poska, why do you deem it that this is how it happened? Stam in the milsa, stam is a geret shvoch the awesome alma shvach that comes from an outside party, like it was stolen, you pay back the penalties of it in the mikne, people sell it off. Shvoch the megufa, but a shvach that comes from the animal itself, lo yovid in the mikne, people do not sell it off. You could have another say, Amaravazarova, Nasa becomes as if he told him, Likeshitignev, it's as if he told him, when it will get stolen, the Tirtsu Shameini, Samuchliginevasaknuyvach. You say it's retrospective. I say it happens a minute before it was stolen. My Benayu, in theory, what's the difference? Ike Benayu, Kushrab Zeta. There's no longer Kushrab Zeta. Of course, the Vladas you don't get or the Shirins because it didn't belong to the Shem until a minute before it was stolen, not the 2 weeks before it was stolen. Or Yunami the Kaima Ba'agam. What happened to animals out in the wilderness at the time when it was stolen? So if you say that it was kind of retrospective when he took the animals, of course the shame was kind of. But if you tell me that it becomes as a minute before it was stolen, how was he kind of? It was out in the wilderness. It wasn't in his chatzit. He didn't do a mashiach or nothing. He wouldn't tack it then get the kaiful. Then he might have continued. It says in the Mishnah, Shilim v'loy ratzel l'shava, he's paid. He didn't want to swear. Yeah, he gets the kaiful. You don't have to even go to the extent to say that he actually paid. Ki misha omar hareini mishalim. Rabbi Yechanan says, as soon as he said, I'm happy to pay, that moment already it becomes his, and before he paid, the ganav of his court, who ends up with the kefil, this shemer. The keren goes to the original owner, obviously, because the shemer hasn't paid out, but who gets the kefil? The shemer. Afa pishalei shilim. Ferimot ha-tanan in our mission says, mefei the shilim, only if he paid. V'lei rotsa l'shava din onis, whereas mashma shilim, in lo shilim, only if he paid, does he get it, not if he didn't pay. Look at the end of the Mishnah. It says at the end of the Mishnah, what about Nishba v'loy ratzel l'shalom? What about if he swore he didn't want to pay? If he swore and he didn't want to pay, that's when he does not get the kefil. Sounds like the only time he does not get the kefil is if he actually swore. He didn't want to pay. Time, the later I didn't want to pay. Ha-ratzel, but as soon as he said, I'm ready to pay, even though he didn't, afa pishal lo shilim, even though he didn't pay. Elamahol lekel amashram minah. From the Mishnah, he can't bring it out either way. Sometimes we say that, since it's a state of the Mishnah, we'll imagine the main thing is the Reisha, and sometimes we don't, and Tesis wonders when we say what. Tanya b'lun kavasavich, we look like Rabbi Yechiel, what? Not only if he paid, but even if he was willing to pay, already he's kind of the kefil. Ha-seicher pora mechaveda. If somebody hires a pora from his friend, v'nigma was stolen. V'omar Allah, the guy says, ha-reini mishalim. Says in the Braise, a guy, Shimon rents a pora from his friend, and it was stolen. Now, a seicher has to pay for being stolen. But Amr Allah, and the guy said, Hareini Misham, but even in a case where he has to pay, if he pays straight away, as soon as he pays, he gets to keep the rights of the animal and the kefil. Yeah. Now, this seicher could have lied. This seicher could have said it wasn't stolen. And he could have sworn about it to get out of paying. But as soon as he says, Or he could have said, an accident happened. If he would have said an accident happened, it would be putter. So when he says, look, it was stolen, he's in a way, he's being mechayiv himself with keren. He's a haseich, a parach veda. Somebody hires a bull from his friend, v'nigla was stolen. V'omar, how long the guy says, ha-reini mishalim, I'll pay. V'eini nishba, and I don't want to swear, I'm prepared to be made it was stolen, and I'm paying. V'achek kach nimtza ganef. Now the seicher takes over the rights. Mishalim tashlum ikei for the seicher. He gets the shlumi the seicher. He goes to the seicher. What do we say from here? What do we see from here? As soon as V'omar, he says, it's already enough. He doesn't have to actually pay. Amra Papa Zara Papa, Shoy Mechina, when it comes to Shoy Mechina, when it comes to Shoy Mechina, Kivan Shoma Pashaiti, as soon as he said, I'm guilty, Maknalik Fela, he's already coined the Kaifel straight away, because the boy Patanafshik, maybe he wanted, could have said it was stolen with Mepata. So therefore, by being made that he's negligent and he pays, he gets the rights, not only the original principal, if it catch the Ghana, but also the double, and obviously again over here also, as soon as he said it. As soon as he said it was stolen money, he was responsible. Why? Because he wanted, he could have said, he could have lied and sworn that it was an accident. Shoyul, a borrower who's responsible for everything, the only time that he's potted is if it's a mesa machmalach, if it died during the work that he told you he's using it for. But he's out pay. The owner's not giving kaful. Why? But my have a little mifta nafshe. The only way that he can get out of having to pay is by claiming mesa machmalach. But that's such a rare thing. He doesn't have the chutzpah to say that. Mesa machmalach alishchiach. So he doesn't have the chutzpah to say that. That's one version. The other version is Amar Papa Shoyl Nami, even a Shoyl. The fact is, he could wiggle his way out. As soon as he says, look, I could have wiggled my way out, but I'm not going to. Here, take the money. I'm going to pay. As soon as he says, I'm going to pay, the owner gives him all the rights. If they catch the ganav later, who gets the penalty? The Shoyl. The boy put an afshe be meis machloch. He wanted, could have exempted himself by saying meis machloch melocha. Amalei Rab Zvid said, Hachi Amar Abaye. This is what Abaye said. Shoyel, Rabbi Zvid said, Abaye said, even though the other ones, I'll agree with you, as soon as he said, it's enough. But when it comes to a Shoyel, Adshi Yishalim. A Shoyel is not, if he said, I'm going to pay, that doesn't make him yet the proprietor of the rights, give him the rights, entitlements of the penalty. However, if he pays, different story. My time of why, Hoyel sins, Cholano Shaloi, sins. The entire Hanor is his. Is b'dibudur le'makna le'kfeila. Because a shoyel mechinim did him a favor. The guy who pays him also is paying for the rights. You know, a guy is renting it. He's paying for it. Or the guy who was hired to take care of it. He doesn't really. Okay, he's taking care of the animals. Hard work. He gets paid for it. He's still taking care of the animal. A shoyel is getting for free. And he's enjoying the animal. So why should the shoyel get any benefits whatsoever? When you pay, okay, I'll give it to you. But call him on you pay. Just because he said you'll pay, you get nothing. Yeah, Tanya, we learn Kavosi Rabbi Zvid. We learn like Rabbi Zvid that a shoyel is different. It says a shoyel parim mechaveir. If somebody borrows a part of his friend when he was stolen, the kid in shoyel b'shem and he paid. What does it say clearly in the Braisa? Yeah, he's not saying it'd be paid. That's when he gets it. So it's clearly from the Braisa here. When does he get the shoyel is entitled to the penalties? Only if he actually paid. Is a lishna kama de rapapa, the first lashon rapapa that says that all the shame as soon as they say it, that all the shame except the shoyl as soon as they say it, they already get the benefits. But what would he be held by a shoyl? A shoyl saying he doesn't get the benefit, but maybe the papa would be made it if he actually paid it, then he would get the benefit. So therefore, the price it works out a papa. Lishna kamara papa who says that a shoyl saying he does not get it, vate lo have it to yufta, not a kashi, because maybe if once he pays, he does. Or lishna basa, the second lashon papa who says that even if the shoyl pays, he gets nothing. The lishna basa papa is, the second lashon papa is that there's no difference in a shoyl and everybody else. A shoyl also could have said it died because of its work. So as soon as the shoyl said, I'm going to pay, he gets all the entitlements. And yet the braisa clearly says only when he paid. Lema to have it. If the kasha a papa, I'm not a papa, me alima mamasnis. Why is the kasha me? Why is the braisa any stronger than the Mishnah? The Ketani Shil, the Mishnah says paid, and we interpret it means he said he'll pay. Well, kimna ba'oma, it meant he said. Nuhachanami, why can't it be the same thing as the braisa? The braisa says he paid, but the braisa meant the omar, he said he'll pay, that's all. Says you want to meet Domi, how can you pay the braisa the Mishnah? Hasam, like Tony Kidim. Doesn't say in the braisa kidim hocha tani kid in our Mishnah, it just says shilmi paid, so we can teach it means shilmi that he wanted to pay. But the lashon of this braisa over here is it says v'kidim asher kidim means he went with alacrity, he went ahead. Sounds like he did everything already. Hocha tani kidim, so he says my kidim amar. He meant he was enthusiastic and he said right away, I'll pay, don't worry about it. Says he, what? How can that be? How many Gabi Seichen? The other Braisa we learned when it came to Seichen. The Omar and he said, we Gabi Shoyl the Braisa. When it talks about Shoyl, use the word Kidim. Doesn't that mean much more than just the Omar? Shmamino Daftrik Tani, says the Gemara, Midi Gabe Hadodi Tanya. Are they written next to each other? Shailina Letanai Verabchia Verabesha. We asked the question to the Tanoim of the yeshiva, Rabbi Chaim Rabbeisha, because we know that any b'raisa that wasn't studied in that yeshiva is not worth it. Salt. Amri, others say, Gabi HaDodi Tani, we did together, Pshita, that's for sure. Omar, Eini Mishalom, the guy said, I'm not going to pay. The Shemah said, look, it was stolen, and I'm a Shemah Chinam, why should I pay? I'm happy to swear. And then the Chosav, Omar, changed his mind, and he said, Harini Mishalom, yes, I will pay. How come in Mishalom? Doesn't matter what he said initially, now he's ready to pay, so therefore he's entitled to all the benefits. Fine. What about the other way around? El Amar, he said, Hareini Mishalom, I'll pay. And then the Chazav, Amar, Eini Mishalom, then he changes mind, and he said, I won't pay. My, how do we understand that? Be Amrinan. And the case learns from me that a person can change his mind, even though he promised to swear, you can, cause my, he didn't swear, he can change his mind. Changing his mind, and therefore he loses the benefits. He still insists, he still wants to swear. He's just trying to stall for time. Because why should he can find the guy without having to lay out the money. What about Omar? He said, these are questions. We got a whole series of questions with no answers. He said, I'll pay. And then the Macy died. But Amru Bonov came along his kids and they said, Ain't on no Mishalman, we're not going to pay. Our father's Chay. My, me, I mean, do we say, Mehedek Kahadi, will the kids change their minds, and therefore they find the gun tomorrow, the kids will not get the benefit of the Kafel. Ideal will be Milsa Davu and Kaimi. Of course, they're going to continue and keep the father's word. Novaz Chulikumatchele, trying to stall for time. So therefore, if they find the gun of an interim, they definitely are entitled to the penalties. What about Shil Mubani, my? What about the kids actually did pay? The father promised, didn't pay, and the kids did. What's the shaila? Motzi amalu ki aknoik fil avuchin obvili naich nafshi. Could the original owner of the animal say, look, your father was happy to give him this extra benefit of the table because he's always a nice guy. He always helped me out when I needed help. So therefore, I was happy to help him out. Obvili kul loy, you guys did nothing. Why in the world should I help you out? Oidilma, plus it did me a favor, you mind my animal. You guys did nothing. Why should I give you this extra penalty? Oidilma loishna. Or maybe it makes no difference. What about the other way around? Shilim Lebonim, the original owner, died. My, are they still entitled to kefil? Matzi Amrle, can the children say, Ki Akni Lachavuna, our father was happy to give you kefil, the kefil, the vadatile, now you did him a favor. You took his animal and mined it for him. My father was happy to give you the kefil. Now you don't lie, we have no shaykhs to you. Why should we be nice to give you this bonus? Idea Malaysia makes no difference. What about Shilim Lebonim Lebonim? Both of them died. Now it's a case of children to children. My. Shilim Machzamai, what about, it's $100, I only paid 50, do I get half the kaifu? Shoal Shtei Potter, what about if I borrow two cows, Vishilim Machman, I paid for one of them, do we look at each cow as a separate loan, and therefore I paid you the whole thing, I get the kaifu for that one? Do we say, no, it's one loan of two, and you only paid half, and if you answer me on the previous one, you don't get the kaifu, neither are you entitled to hear. What about Shoal Mina Shutfi, and you borrowed from two owners, Vishilim Lechman, you paid one of the owners his half. My, do you get at least his half of the kefil, his deal or not? How do we look at Shaitfim? Is it one unit and therefore you only paid half, or was it two separate units? Yeah, my. It's like each one owns a whole of a half, or each one has a half of a whole. Shutfin Shishalu, partners that borrowed Vishilim Echid Mehan, and one of them paid. My, at least as we say, that he is entitled to kefil or not. Shal Minisha, you borrowed from a woman, Mishin Labaili, you pay back to the husband. The woman owns the property, Nixon Malug, and the husband gets to pay this, but you pay back to the husband, Mai. And Tasha explains what's a shy little chedid. It's a case of two partners. I was talking about where she lent it to him when she was a single girl, so she was entirely the owner. And now he paid back when she was married. How do we view that? Isha, Shashal, a woman borrowed them, again, when she was single, Mishin Labaili, the husband paid off, Mai. What's it didn't take? In all these cases, the answer is, we don't know. Yo, Khan will answer it. So the mother, Amar Rav Huna said, even though the Shemus says it was stolen, and let's say it's a Shemus Chinam, he's a potter, but he has to make one Shavua first. And that is, he has to swear, Shavua She'ena B'Shusa. He needs to swear that the animal is no longer in his possession.
Because the owner just the Shemus Chinam.
Every Shemus. Because could be they can delude themselves in thinking, look, I'm more than happy to pay for the animal, so I'm not a ganav. Even though the animal's still sitting in my barn, I'm lying, but I'm not a gunner because I'm paying for it. That's what you would think. So the first thing you have to do is swear, first of all, you don't have it. And then we'll deal with it, what happened to it. Majbino is a shvur. We make him swear, shvur, sha'ena b'shus, that is no longer a shus. even though he's willing to pay. My time. Yeah, but people can convince themselves that they're not. People do avedas as long as avedas, but sometimes you convince yourself it's not an avedas. It's called a mitzvah. My time, chayshin, and we are concerned. Shema einim nasim ba. Maybe he is chalus. Maybe falip. Maybe he liked it, and therefore he's convincing himself he's not doing a bad thing. Meitzel has a question. Okay, we still don't ask you a little bit of time now. Meitzel has a question. Hamalve es chaveidoi alamashkin. Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Shimon gives a pledge of security to Reuven. But over the mashkin, Reuven lost the mashkin. But Amaloi, so Reuven says to Shimon, look, sella, he'll be sichola. I lent you a sella based on this mashkin, but shekeloi shava, the mashkin was worth only half the loan. So you still owe me half the loan. Comes along the leiva says, anechti getog, behaloi me the leiva says, Shimon says, loin, that's not true. Kelasia sella, he'll be sonny, you lent me a sella, that's true, but Allah sella on this mashkin, but sella hoye shava, the mashkin was worth a sella, which means the leiva says, how much money do I owe you? Zilch. So he is a kaifer hakol, total denial. And we learned during the gimel, the total denial, the valid is potter. Okay. What about sella hil visicha olav? Reuven said, I lent you a sella shekel o yeshava, but the pledge was worth only a half a shekel, a half a sella, so you owe me money. Ba'alo amen, the guy said, I still owe you something, but a lot less than you say, because lo ino ki ela sella visicha olav. True, you lent me a sella, but shelo yeshava dinanim ha yeshava. It was worth 3/4 of a sella. Chayiv says, a maidu mixes. He says, maidu that he owes money to Reuven. The question is on how much. Then you are chayiv. What about, so that's a case where the leiva owes money to the malva. What about it turns out to be the malva owes money to the leiva? How? Sella, he'll be sinni olam. Shimon says to Reuven, now Shimon is a plaintiff. You lent me a sella, but beis ha-yeshava, but this mashkin I gave is worth 2 slime. You owe me a sella. The excess. And Reuven, the lender who now is the defendant, says, "Lo ino, ki ela sella hil visicha olav sella hayishava." He's in total denial. He says, "What's the sella? The potter is potter." What about Shimon says, "Sella hil visani olav." I lent you, and the sella was lent to me on the basis of this mashkin and shnayim hayishava. What to yomi a sella? The haloimer and the malvus admits that the mashkin was worth more than the loan, but not the amount that you say. Lo ino, ki ela sella hil visicha olav. Hey, dinim ha'yishava. Chayiv, you're chayiv. You are chayiv. Why? Because he's a mo'ed. This kid, the malva's a mo'ed mixes. Shimon, the buyer, was saying, you owe me a whole seller. And the malva's saying, oh, you owe me less than a seller, 3/4 of a seller. Now, me, Nishba, who swears? Who swears? Me, Shapikadin Etzla, whoever's holding on to Pekadin. What's going on here? Hi. What are you referring to? Elema, a safer, and the safer, where the malva has to swear. The malva has to swear. The reason why the malva is swearing, not because he happened to be the one holding the mashkin. He swears because he's the one who's being made in mixes. He's the defendant. The plaintiff is the borrower. The borrower says the mashkin that you lost was worth more than the loan. And if the malva is made, it's worth more than the loan, but less than what you say, so the malva is a made in mixes. So why is the malva swearing? Not because he happened to have the mashkin originally. He's swearing because he is the made in mixes. Of course, the malva has to swear. He's the one who's being made in mixes. Not come made in mixes. The tiny. Elam Shmuel Areisha. We're talking about the Areisha, where the loiva was the one who was claiming that the pledge was worth, let's say, 3/4 of a seller. So I only owe you a quarter. The malva saying is worth a half, and you owe me a half. So by right, the loiva should be swearing he's a made in mixes, and we're saying no, he swears not the loiva. The malva swears. What does the malva swear? The malva is the one who's claiming. The leiva is the one who's being made. What do you mean malva swears? The malva should swear this is what it's worth in yomi. What do you mean? No explains. My areisha. That was my areisha. My areisha. What do you mean areisha? In the first case in the areisha where the leiva says it was worth a seller and if I owe you nothing, I say for there's no shur at all. I say for the reisha. We're talking about the second case in the reisha, which is as follows: Sella hil visicha olav. Reuven says, "I lent you a sella based on this mashkin, and shekel lo yishav the mashkin with a half a sella." Aloyim Hashem is made. I owe you something, but lo no ki ela sella visin olav shlosh dinin lo yishav with 3 dinin. Chayiv. The shvua gabel leivu. Technically, who should be swearing it legally by right? The leivu, because he's a major mixes. But Amud Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said, "Lishtabe malva." In this case, I want the malva to swear. Why? Why do I want the malva to swear? Shema Yishavaze. Because maybe the malva is a liar. The malva, when he's saying that I lost the mashkin and the other, maybe the malva still has it. He just likes it, so he wants to keep it. And he, therefore, he thinks he can get. You know, well, I'm not doing anything wrong because I'm paying for it. So what happens if the Leiva says it's three dinin? The Malva will pull out the mashkin and say, hey, hey, here it is. Look, it's only worth two dinin. You swore false. Shema Yishbazeh, he'll swear, the Yoitzi Halopakot. And Rashi says, and what's the problem with that? The problem is, it turns out to be the Leiva swore false. Tosfos says, so what? Afakert. This will keep the Leiva in check. So Tosfos says, no, we're scared that the Leiva thinks that that's what it's worth. People know exact values. He thinks it's worth three, and it's only worth two. Or maybe it was worth three at the time, but now it deteriorated, depreciated. So therefore, we're not worried that the guy is going to be a liar. We worry that the guy will make a mistake. And why create such a scenario? And if Rav Huna is right, that every time there's a mashkin or a and we know the person who's holding on the mashkin is like a shomer, has to swear that it's not as a shul. So l'cheder, the malva is going to swear anyway. Forget about this whole of the worry. He has to swear that I don't have the mashkin. If he swears that I have the mashkin, then why do we have to create a takana that the malva is one who swears because he might produce the mashkin? He just swore he doesn't have it. If Rav Huna is right that every time you have a shomer who's watching something has to swear first, I don't have it. I mean, means that if Rav Huna is right. Kivin the Mishtaba Malva Shayn Bashir said once the Malva swears they don't have it anymore. Hey, Motzi Mafigla, what do you mean he's gonna produce it? Let's just do the Rashi at the top of the page. Something Rashi Isa Rav Huna Shah Shemir Hamishalom Dami. If Rav Huna is right, that the Shemir who pays money, Nijba swears first, Shayna Bashus and long in his shus. Am I Cheshin, why are we worried the Shema Yetzi that he might produce it? Hey, Ishtaba, he just swore he doesn't have it anymore. And for the Gemara, Omar Rava, so Rava said, Sheyesh Eidim Shenisrafu. Rava said that there were witnesses that it was actually burnt.
So he doesn't have to make the shvuah.
Sorry?
So he doesn't have to make the shvuah in that case.
Exactly. And others say it's not Rava because it's Rabbi Yisrael, so it's either Rabba or Rava. Yachiv, so Mehechim Maisla. If it's Dor Eidim, so what are you telling me? We make a special takana that you have to swear because maybe he'll produce it. How can he produce it? Elav Rabbi Yisif Sheyesh Eidim Shenignava. There were Eidim that saw it stolen. So it's somewhere around. No, it's still a question. So how can say Mehechi Maisla? What do you mean that the Malva is going to produce it? How can he produce it? The Gemara, the Torah Maisila. Now he's going to go out of his way, be matriach himself to try to find the ganav in order to pay back. So therefore, to avoid that, we make him swear. If you're worried that even after he swore. And that it was stolen, whatever, that was stolen enough to swear, that he might find it. So even if he swore he doesn't have it anymore, but it's somewhere, so he might still go find it. Or at least the loiva will go out there and find it. The malva is happy to swear that it's worth more than it really is and collect, or worth less than it is and collect. Let's say it's only worth a half a seller and collect. So the malva is not going to go out of his way to try to find it. But the Leiva will go now to look for it and prove that he was right. So just like we don't want to let the Leiva swear because the Malva might produce the Pekot and find it, so too we shouldn't let the Malva swear because the Leiva might go out and try to find it, from the Ghana, wherever it is, and show that it's worth more than the Malva said. So the Gemara, no. Bish Leiva Malva, the Malva, he has an inkling who the Ghana is. He knows who Abchal went to the house, who saw the item, who knows what's there. So therefore, he'll go chase him up. He'll go to Harvard to try to find who the Ganif is. Does he have a clue who the guy? He wouldn't even know where to begin. Rashi, sheyesh eidim shenisrafu, the hashtag layash beinu, they don't swear. Shalihevi, bring the eidim. Torah maisla, marze v'sharlach and echnos in beise, he'll go after those who went into his house. V'yimotzi, gotta find the ganif. Then Moravaita, another answer is Abaya, Abaya answers, you ask the question according to Rav Huna. You swear that it's ain't the b'shusa, so l'cheder, why would you even worry that maybe he'll produce the pekotin? Abaya, magzeli, no reason why we shift the shvua from the lever to the malva. Shema Yitin, the Malva can be very conniving and cunning. V'yemeloi achashvua matzasi. You wouldn't need my good luck. I swore on a Monday, but Tuesday I found it. So therefore, we don't trust him. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi says, Zen, you missed the Ripshat. The Leiva swears. Of course the Leiva swears. That's not what the Gemara meant, that the Malva swears. It meant that the Malva first swears that he no longer has the Bekod in his Ashus, and then the Leiva swears, about major mixes, and we're not choishes that he's going to produce it afterwards. Rav Ashi Amar Zen Nishba, Vazen Nishba. They both swear. Zen nishba she'ena b'shusa. And then v'zen nishba kama ha yeshava. Then the loiva swears how much it's worth. The hachi kama. This is how you learn the braisa. Mi nishba tchila. Who swears first? Malva nishba tchila. The malva swears first. Shema yishba zek. And this guy might swear v'yotzi halot b'kodin who produced b'kodin. Rashi. Rashi toru chamais lamach. Sorry. V'zen nishba haloiva shashvu olav nishba kama how much it's worth. But navos malva nishba tchila. The malva swears first. She'ena b'shusa. Not as a shus. Okay, we'll stop here.
Be a concern on that altogether if you're not sure.